You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Outside. I am outside, in public, in the middle of a deadly pandemic. We are in the middle of a deadly pandemic, and I am outside, in public.
Sorry. So sorry.
I am in public, and I just accidentally touched someone. Wonderful. Now I have to scrub my hands with 4 ounces worth of Bath & Body Works Orange Peach Hand Sanitizer. Ah! And I have a paper cut on my palm. Wonderful. You might be wondering, why in God's name is an otherwise intelligent young woman outside in public during the middle of a pandemic? The answer, I'm embarrassed to admit, I have a date. I'm dating in the middle of a pandemic.
Welcome to Chunky Monkey Coffee.
The barista is super energetic, and due to her tie-dye face mask, that's about all I can say about her. Her eyes are intense.
What can I get for you?
I should wait before I order. I'm on a date.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, super cool. Super stupid too. I know. Dangerous time to be meeting new people.
She's judging the shit out of me right now.
I probably shouldn't be out, but here we are. Too late to cancel, right?
Let me know when you're ready to order.
Is that him? Should I look at the door? I don't want to seem too eager. Maybe I shouldn't turn around and let him approach me.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Molly.
Okay, safe to assume the middle-aged man with a Rolex is not my date. I guess I can breathe, which I probably won't do anyways.
Macchiato?
You know it. Croissant, too, please. It's for Cindy.
How often does he come here?
Sure it is, Joe. Tell her I said hi.
So wait, he comes here on a daily basis during a pandemic? It's probably not fair to judge someone for being in the exact place I am. I judge people too much. Mr. Rodriguez always thought I judged people too much.
Ready?
At least when I'm here, I feel slightly ashamed. Well, very ashamed. Meanwhile, that guy's mask didn't even cover his nose. What's the point? His snot air is blowing all over the counter that I now have to approach.
Ma'am?
Oh, sorry. I'm still waiting for my date.
Oh, right.
It's, pretty busy in here.
Technically, the rush ended half an hour ago. I call you guys the afternoon stragglers.
Why do I laugh like that? I can't laugh like that on the date.
No mask, no entry.
Wow, some nerve.
Probably just forgot.
We've been living like this for months and they're still forgetting masks.
I don't care. Let's get real. These masks are useless. They barely do anything.
Oh?
I mean, it's been proven they don't prevent you from getting it. Assuming COVID is even real.
She didn't just say that. She didn't just say that. I am working very hard to pretend like she didn't just say that. Oh, that's him. He looks just like his photos. He smiled at me. Wait, where's his mask?
No mask, no entry.
Oh, sorry.
He showed up without a mask. He loses a point. Many, many points. At least he has one in his pocket. What a good-looking asshole.
Totally forgot. Absolutely my bad.
Oh shit, he's looking at me.
Are you?
Yes, yeah, it's me.
I really need to stop laughing like that.
It's nice to finally meet you. Like, seeing you face to face is nice.
He wants to shake my hand. Oh, that's a... Do people do that anymore? I sort of figured handshaking is officially a dead social custom. He's staring at me. Why is he staring at me?
not a handshaker?
Right. He's staring at me, staring at his hand.
You know what? You're right. Elbow bump?
Sure. And now we are bumping elbows, because apparently that's not a weird thing to do these days.
Did you order yet?
No, I couldn't decide between coffee or tea.
Oof, that is quite the predicament. I'll go first, and maybe I'll inspire you.
Okay, he's funny. To me, at least. I wonder if Mr. Rodriguez would find him funny. Probably. Mr. Rodriguez could laugh at anyone.
Could I get a medium light roast, please? Black?
Okay.
It's now or never. Coffee or tea?
Tea. Coffee gets my anxiety up. Wow. Okay, idiot face. Way to bring up your mental health issues within the first 3 minutes.
True. And first dates are very nerve-wracking.
Which kind? Earl Grey, rooibos, mango peach, English breakfast, Scottish breakfast, cinnamon apple, vanilla. The spice chai is my favorite.
You pick.
Hmm.
Is this barista looking me up and down?
Let's do chamomile. You look like you need something calming. Simple.
That seemed passive-aggressive, but accurate.
642. Thank you.
All right, let's get this date started. Should we take a seat?
Oh, great. The after-school rush. 8 germy preteens are standing 2 feet away from me. Shouldn't they be in virtual school? Is that one coughing? What the...
Okay, it's getting crowded. You want to sit outside? I think there's an open table.
Great. Okay, he can read minds. That's a point for him.
How's here? This one has an umbrella.
Perfect. And here's the part I dread. Talking. I should ask him a question. What is a good question? Are you as freaked out and depressed as I am? No, that's not a good question.
Have you been here before?
That's a good question. Not since the stay-at-home order.
Yeah, it sucks not being able to go out. I used to play rec field hockey around this time.
That's kind of surprising. You don't look like you field hockey.
Why? Because I'm black?
No. You just look like you'd be more of a musician.
Okay, well, that's only because I'm skinny.
Who walks by someone's table and coughs? Asshole. Oh, great. He's now sitting at the table next to us.
Sorry, guys. I didn't get the chance to clean this table yet.
No problem. Thanks.
No, big problem. Have I been touching where other people have been touching?
Got distracted by the teens, didn't even realize you moved out here.
Seriously, you're fine. Don't rush.
Sometimes it feels like everyone else in the world is so casual about it all. I'm starting to feel sick. Who the hell leaves the house with a cough like that? These tables aren't even 6 feet apart!
Are these tables 6 feet apart? It feels like 5, maybe even 4.
I mean they should be. I didn't place them personally.
Okay.
You okay?
Yeah, I just...
The blood just drained from your face.
I've always been terrible at covering what I feel. Mr. Rodriguez used to laugh at my terrible forced smiles.
No, I'm fine. I get stressed with everything that's going on.
Almost done.
God, she has pretty wrists. I never thought it was possible to be jealous of someone's joints. Even he's noticed.
That's a pretty bracelet.
Oh, thank you. Got it last year from this mom and pop.
He likes her wrists, too.
Is it from Jesse's Jewels?
Why wouldn't he? This woman has beautiful joints.
Yes? How did you know?
That's my mom's place. She's Jesse.
Really?
I'm starting to feel sick to my stomach over this woman's wrists, and I'm looking at my own wrists, and now I'm looking at my hands, and I'm realizing how much I hate them, and how I taught Mr. Rodriguez how to read palms, which he was very uncomfortable with. I remember seeing his broken lifeline. I hate my hands.
Sorry about that. I hope that wasn't rude.
Huh? Oh,
I guess she left and I hadn't even noticed.
My mom's been grinding over at her shop almost a decade now, and we were just starting to see some real traction before COVID.
I can't imagine owning a business right now, or what you do. You're still working at...
Lavorato a mano. I'm just grateful we're still open.
It must be scary working there with COVID.
Yes. I mean, I'm pretty healthy. It kicked my ass, but I survived. I'm not really worried about catching it.
You should be.
That came out harsher than I meant.
You're not wrong. It'd be terrible if we had an outbreak and the place had to shut down.
Or, I mean, if someone died from it.
Eh. I doubt it would kill any of us. We're a strong lot.
I meant more so your guests. Like, what if you had an older, unhealthy guest?
Well, honestly, it's the oldest people screaming at us about how stupid the masks are. It's ironic, but it's their choice to eat out.
But don't you feel like you owe it to them to be more responsible than they are? Like, out of all people, you should be the most responsible?
I wouldn't say that I'm irresponsible.
Well, I mean, you sort of are. Like, you're out in public on a date with a stranger. You've gone out of your way to expose yourself to more people.
I wouldn't say that one exception in 5 months is all that bad.
I think it's terrible they can even have dine-in restaurants right now.
It's not ideal, but it's better than a shutdown.
Whatever keeps the restaurant owners happy and wealthy, I guess.
No. Whatever keeps my employees employed and able to feed their families. Half of my kitchen is undocumented. With the shutdown before, they had no aid, no unemployment.
I didn't really think about that.
You don't have to.
All right, enough about me and the terrible choices I make.
It sounds bad when you put it like that.
I get why you're more mindful. You work with the elderly, right?
I used to, at Sunny Days on Ridgewater.
Oh, you guys had that really bad outbreak, right?
Yep.
Well, then you really shouldn't be here.
I quit a few weeks ago.
It's a hard job.
It wasn't always, but eventually, yeah.
It was never hard for me until my last few days. I loved it so, so much. I loved Angie Lane, Miss Gemma, Jefferson Jack, who had the best name ever, and of course, Mr. Rodriguez.
What made you quit?
I heard his voice, and I saw his mouth move. I didn't hear his question. I was too busy thinking about how I used to count the veins in Mr. Rodriguez's hands, how fascinating it was to see the blue life swimming around under his thin, papery skin. I remember holding his hands and thinking, wow, how vulnerable. And then you have these assholes, the ones that think they're invincible. And since they're invincible, they think everyone else around them should be too.
You seem distracted.
I am. I'm sorry. I'm supposed to sit here like it's a normal date in a normal environment. We're supposed to talk about our jobs and our futures and pretend like we play no part in the deaths.
You want to talk about irresponsible? Look at that guy. I bet he can barely taste his coffee.
He doesn't get it. Barely anyone does. He sees people get sick and recover. I watched people get sick and die.
Hey, asshole! You're not supposed to go out when you have COVID symptoms.
Huh?
Sorry, dude. We're just making jokes.
I'm not joking. You could get us sick. Do you care about that, or are you just happy to drink your fucking coffee outside your house? You can make coffee at home.
You don't know this man. You don't know if he actually has COVID. You're not his doctor. You need to calm down.
Don't tell me to calm down. Everyone's always looking at me like I'm the problem. I follow the rules. I did everything I was supposed to do, but because a few selfish assholes don't care, it's all for nothing. I care. I want to keep people safe and healthy and alive, and I'm the asshole?
Hey, look, we're all at the same place. You're no better than any one of us. Maybe you're just experiencing a little misplaced guilt.
You walked into the coffee shop without a mask.
I forgot.
How could you forget?
I forgot. I have nothing else to say other than I forgot. Like, people forget their phones, their keys, and their masks sometimes. I'm not a piece of shit just because I forgot to take my mask out of my pocket. You need to chill.
Stop telling me to chill! Nothing about this world is chill anymore. You all being so chill is what's making it worse. Between you, that
fucking barista and this fucking asshole coughing up his lung. No wonder the world is dying.
People aren't doing what you want, so what? You're gonna have a toddler hissy fit? This is not what social justice looks like. You, a pretty, skinny, educated white girl screaming and crying as loudly as you want is not social justice. Look at yourself. If I ever acted the way you're acting right now, I'd have a taser in my back at a court case the next day. You think you're the victim here? You're alive and out having coffee in public with the rest of us. If you think you shouldn't be here, then go back inside.
And then I see myself. I can see myself from a distance looking like a complete lunatic. I look at my hands and they're shaking. I hear him apologize to the stranger I yelled at. I see myself from a distance rise to standing and walking as far away as I can. I feel everyone's eyes burning in my back. A part of me is saying no, turn around and apologize, but my legs just keep moving. I see myself nearly knock over a mom with her 3-year-old. I see the people's faces as they stare at me wondering what's wrong with this woman. I see Mr. Rodriguez's hands holding mine, and suddenly everything is so loud around me. And by now, I've stopped moving. I'm just standing in the middle of the sidewalk, completely frozen with grief. I can't even see anyone or anything anymore. The sounds of outside and the sounds of the public just...
I am having one thought. I miss him.
I can see one thing. The blue blood in the veins of his hands. And for a moment, it feels like it did back at the home when we would play checkers together and when he'd need help buttoning his buttons and when he'd make me laugh in the way only Mr. Rodriguez could. Every cough I hear reminds me of him. It reminds me of him squeezing my hand with his dear life as he begged for air. He begged.
You okay?
Somehow I turn around. He's there.
You left your purse?
I watch myself take it from him. I hear myself say,
I'm sorry. I don't think I'm ready to be outside yet.
I hear him say.
It's not the same, is it?
No, it's not the same.
I am sorry. Coming out today was reckless, and that's on me too. It was nice to meet you, though.
I see him walk away. I call out to him. Hey, wait! He turns. Elbow bump before you go?
Yeah. Elbow bump.
Thank you for listening to In Public by Haley Spivey. Directed by Jade King Carroll, with Kadaj Bennett as Dan, Sarah Herman as Rachel, Brian McManaman as male customer, and Jen Ponton as barista. This is one episode in a 6-part audio series entitled Isolated Incidents, written by a majority BIPOC, majority queer collective of writers to capture stories that center the invisible frontline workers who are essential inside of the pandemic and the lives they lead behind the job. This series is produced by Rocco Productions Limited Liability Corporation in association with Rattlestick Playwrights Theater and the Broadway Podcast Network. Creative producer, Pearl Hodiwala. Technical producer, Alan Seals. Supervising producer, Brittany Bigelow. Dialogue editor and line producer, Brett Ashley. Sound designed by Twee McCallum. Press, marketing, and social media by Katie Rosen, Joanna Nikolova, and Ayana Prescott. Co-composed by Brian Quijada and Marvin Quijada. Casting by Kaleri Jensen Davis. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.